the savior of humanitarian values. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Today, the third of the month of Sha'ban, is one of the most auspicious dates in history. It is a day which is celebrated with devotion by the faithful whose joy cannot be dampened by the economic and political terrorism of the U.S. and its accomplices in crimes against humanity. It is the day on which the savior of faith and humanitarian values was born in Arabia, in the holy city of Medina, in the year 4 AH, corresponding to 626 AD. He was none other than the person destined to be the immortal martyr of Karbala. To be more precise, he is Imam Hussein, peace upon him, the younger grandson of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. His birthday is marked in the Islamic Republic as Ruze Pasdar, or the Day of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, IRGC, for the heroic defense of this selfless force for Islam, for Iran, for the Iranian people, for the oppressed people of the world, and for humanitarian values against terrorists and terrorism of all kinds, including the state terrorism of the U.S., the Zionist and reactionary regimes. Please stay with us for an exclusive feature on this blessed occasion. I affirm my God with the veracity of my faith, my resolute conviction, my positive profession of your oneness, the inner depth of my consciousness, the connections of the conduits of life of my eyes, the lines on my forehead, the hollow passages of my breath, the pliable tissues of the ridge of my nose, the auditory meatuses of my ears, that's upon which my lips come together and close, the vocal movements of my tongue, the joints of my mouths, palate, and jaw, the roots of my molar teeth, the organs that facilitate the swallowing of my food and drink, the stem of my brain, the hollow passages of my neck cords, that which is enclosed in my breast cavity, the vessels of the trunk of my aorta, the veins of my heart's diaphragm, the lobes around my liver, that which is contained in my ribs' cartilage, the sockets of my joints, the contraction of my legs, the tips of my fingers, my flesh, my blood, my hair, my skin, my nerves, my windpipe, my bones, my brain, my veins, and all of my members, and what was woven upon them in the days of my suckling, what the earth has taken away from me, my sleep, my waking, my pauses, and the movements of my bowing and prostrating, that had I taken pains and striven for the duration of epochs and ages, were I too given to live that long to deliver thanks for one of your blessings, I would not be able to do so except by your favor, which would make it incumbent upon me to offer you never-ending thanks anew and to celebrate your praise afresh. What you heard was a passage that minutely describes the functions of the human organs and anatomy. It is a passage that dwells on the wonders of creation, the infinite mercy of the Lord Most High, and the humble but pivotal position of mankind in this vast universe. These are not the words of a scientist detailing the discovery he has made through experiments, nor have these words been expressed by any philosopher who arrived at a viewpoint through trial and error. And neither has any rhetorician, unsure of his own sentences and indulging in speculation, uttered such words. As a matter of fact, these words were expressed over a millennium and 4 centuries ago, on the 9th of the month of Dhul-Hajjah, on the plain of Arafat, near Mecca, during the Hajj pilgrimage, by a person whose lifeblood and dismemberment of his body would breathe fresh life into Islam and all humanitarian values. The identity of this person is obvious. He is none other than Imam Hussein, peace upon him, whose blessed birthday we are celebrating today. The very mention of the name of Hussein, if it swells our eyes with tears, it grants us peace of mind, tranquility of heart, succor to the spirit, and solace to the soul, while infusing our whole body and existence with a determination to stand firm against social injustice, deviation from Islamic values, threats of attack, and the devilish designs of the dastardly terrorists. Here is another passage from the same eloquently moving supplication. O Allah, I beseech you, bearing witness to your Lordship, acknowledging that you are my Lord, and to you is my return. You originated me with your blessing before I was anything worthy of mention. You created me from dust, then lodged me in the spines, secure from the vicissitudes of fortune and the vagaries of ages and years. I remained in transience from spine to womb in a time immemorial of days past and centuries bygone. Out of your tenderness, bounty, and goodness toward me, you sent me not into the domains of the leaders of unfaith, who broke your covenant and impugned your prophets. Rather, you sent me out toward the guidance which had been foreordained for me, the way which you made easy for me, in which you nurtured me. So glory be to you, glory be to you, who are originator and restorer, laudable and glorious. Holy are your names and tremendous your bounties. So which of your blessings, my God, can I enumerate or name? For which of your gifts am I able to give thanks? As should be clear to our listeners, this application in the Divine Court teaches us not just facts of the human anatomy, but also humanitarian values while guiding us on the straight and unwavering path towards paradise. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, needs no introduction. When he was born, his infallible mother, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon the noblest lady of all times, though beaming with joy at the birth of her second son, felt a sort of grief. His father, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, the one and only commander of the faithful, looked to his cousin, the Prophet, to name the radiant boy in view of the latter's famous statement, "Oh Ali, your position to me is that of Aaron to Moses." Thus, since Aaron's second son was called Shobair, the Prophet, following the swift descent of Archangel Gabriel with a message from the Lord Most High, named the newborn Hussein in Arabic. A year earlier, the Prophet's elder grandson was named Hassan, the Arabic equivalent of Aaron's firstborn, Shabar. It is obvious the grandfather and the parents of the baby born this day welcomed him with tears in view of what God Almighty had already informed the Prophet. Their tears were definitely not of sorrow, but were a form of thanksgiving to the source of life for having bestowed to the child the exalted honor of martyrdom over half a century later. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, was thus destined to offer the greatest sacrifice in history for salvaging the dynamism of Islam, the veracity of the noble Quran, the purity of the Prophet's Sunnah, the clarity of Hazrat Zahra's memorable sermon of Fadak to expose imposters in their true colors, the blueprint of the model government of social justice of Imam Ali, peace upon him, the throwing away of the caliphate by Imam Hassan, peace upon him, to unmask hypocrisy, and the efforts of all prophets in the face of the tyranny of Nimrud, Pharaoh, etc. Now we understand why we hail Imam Hussein, peace upon him, as the successor of the prophets Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace upon them, and of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, while saluting him in ziyarat known till this day as ziyarat-e-warith. That is the reason God decreed continuation of the imamat in the lineal descent of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, with the last infallible imam being Qa'im al-Mahdi, the promised savior of mankind, who will reappear in the end times, not just to avenge the innocent blood of the martyr of Karbala, but also to rid planet Earth of oppression and corruption, by establishing the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. Now we understand the meaning of the Prophet's famous phrase, Husseinun minni wa ana min Hussein, which means, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. This was the will of the all-wise Creator, who has made the holy shrine of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, the rendezvous of the righteous from all over the world, especially on Arba'in, or the traditional 40th day anniversary following his martyrdom, when normally more than 20 million assemble in Karbala to pay homage to him. Here, the actions and the words of the grandfather of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, become clear for us, since as God says in ayahs 3 to 5 of Surah Najm, the Prophet neither errs nor speaks out of desire, and whatever he expresses is revelation revealed. No wonder the Prophet spilled for us the formula of deliverance when he said, Inna al-Husayn misbahul huda wa safinatun najah, which means, indeed, Hussein is the beacon of guidance and the ark of salvation.